We welcome our guest, Brian Martin, and Worship for Life. Brian, how are you?
I'm fine, thanks.
Welcome to...
I just want to thank Gospel Spotlight Radio for having me on.
Hey, it is a pleasure to have you, and welcome to the States. How are you enjoying the States so far?
Well, no, we actually not there yet. We arrive on the 11th, which is next week.
Okay. I'm sure you're going to enjoy the States once you get here. And you've got a lot of things planned out when you get here, don't you?
Yes, we're doing some events in Atlanta, Georgia, in Birmingham, and Nashville.
And tell us about being in Nashville, because I know you have to be excited about that. What you're going to do in Nashville?
Yeah, we're performing at the party, the Double World pre party. So we're one of the artists performing on the night.
Tell us about getting into the industry. What made you want to become a recording artist?
Wow. Well, it was more of a call when I became a Christian. Probably 27 years ago, really, I started learning the piano, self-taught myself the piano, and started writing songs. And from that point, I felt God was calling me to do music as my calling, and that's really how I got into it. For a long while, I was kind of resisting, but one day God gave me an ultimatum. He told me it's either I do this, or he'll find somebody else to do to in my place. And that was as Dunham McLachlan Live in London. I attended, and I felt that call strong on my life that night, and decided to say yes to God and really took off from there. So I've been doing this about 10, 11 years now. I started my own group, and God has just opened doors and done things in my life beyond my wildest dreams.
Well, we are blessed that you have that calling. And the reason why I asked you that question, because you are by trade a mechanical engineer. Am I right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I really, when I went to college, I learned that, and just carried it on ever since. But in my part time, did music at church and played the piano for the church choir and the praise and worship group, and but always knew that God was calling me to really have my own group and travel the world and minister to people the message of Jesus Christ. Really,
tell us about Deliverance in Praise. Tell us about that single. That's a beautiful song.
Yeah, Deliverance in Praise. Actually, the whole album is based on that song. It's from 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Well, everybody probably know the story with King Jehoshaphat going out to battle, and before early in the morning, sending for the praisers to just praise their way through. And God really showed what the power of praise can do. And the end of the story goes that the Israelites didn't really have to fight any physical fight. God had already gone before and caused the enemy to fight amongst themselves and kill each other. So that really was a perfect example of how praise is a powerful weapon against the enemy.
Tell us about, you mentioned that that song sets the stage for your whole album. How about the song Just For Who You Are?
Just For Who You Are, well, that song is one of my favorites, and it's really that's acknowledging just who God is, and just just making and testifying how much I appreciate him for who he is. You know, and that song really is more of a song that really acknowledges God and for who he is, really.